well, it does take an hour out of my month having a deep, because it is normally quite a deep conversation with Sanya about strategy. It's the highlight of my month. I so look forward to speaking with her because she's a real partner in our business and I would consider her a friend.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting play and choosing to listen to two of our inspiring guests. This is one of our masterclass episodes where we get an e-commerce expert, or in this case, a couple of e-commerce experts on the show to share the key things you need to know about one e-commerce subject. And this time, the topic is all about how to have a great relationship with your web agency. Of course, a lot of this also applies to your marketing agency, but we're going to be diving into the web agency side of it all. I've got two brilliant guests. We've got Sanya, who runs a website agency for e-commerce and who has been on quite the journey taking her business to a super collaborative process internally and with their clients. And we've got one of her clients, Janice Thomas, who's been on the podcast a couple of times already. If you're in the UK, you'll have seen her speak somewhere because she's always out and about helping other businesses. But she runs a very cool beauty brand in the UK called Look Fabulous Forever. And she'll be giving us the honest client's experience of the type of relationship that Sanya's going to be taking us through. So if you're trying to work out how you can get more out of your relationship with your website agency, make it less stressful, make it more impactful, involve other members of your team in the relationship, have a more all-encompassing impact, then this is definitely an episode for you. Please listen to the end of the episode because you don't want to miss the guest's top tips. We've got Sanya taking on the book top tip with a great one, a nice classic, and a tool top tip, something I've never heard of, and we'll be Googling straight after I finish recording this. And also some really cool insights on the carbon top tip. And Janice has got a very up-to-date recommendation for the traffic top tip. So listen to the whole thing. You won't regret it. Running ads across a broad channel mix but unsure where to invest your next pound? Alvi helps e-commerce experts like you with full funnel attribution, budget allocation and automated bidding towards real business outcomes so you can stop guessing and start scaling. Take children's clothing retailer POP, for example, who saw a 27% increase in average order value after implementing Alvi's bidding signals. Do you want similar results? Then go to ecmp.info/Alvi and book your demo. Make sure you add the note e-commerce master plan when you book to get your 3-month free trial. That's ecmp.info/Alvi to book your demo. ecmp.info/Alvie. And now to introduce our special guests. Sanya Ristic is the Director of Innovation and Client Relations at 2x1Click, the UK's leading certified Adobe Commerce and Magento agency, ranked number one on Clutch.co. Sanya and her team create and maintain high-performance Magento 2 e-commerce websites that boost sales and improve conversions for their clients across B2B, B2C, and D2C. And Sanya's brought one of her clients along. Yes, we've got the brilliant Janice Thomas from Look Fabulous Forever back on the show. Right. Hello, Sanya.
Hi.
Lovely to have you here. And hello, Janice. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Chloe.
Okay. So we've had Janice on the show a couple of times before, so we know how she got into e-commerce. But how did you get into e-commerce? What's your crazy e-commerce journey story?
Well, it is a crazy, funny story. Actually, through speed dating.
Speed date, business speed dating or normal speed dating?
Actually, I was looking for Mr. Right. Like I came to the UK when I was 30 years old. And after some time, I decided to look after Mr. Right. And people told me that speed dating is a good way. And I gone there. And as it works, you speak to different men for 3 minutes. And there was Lyndon, my partner, life and business partner. And that was the most unusual conversation where I would say, I'm an engineer. And he would say, I'm an engineer. And I would say, I'm a software engineer. I'm a software engineer. I've done mobile phones. I've done robots. This is how it was going. The next thing, I have a sports car. I have MX-5. And it was like, is this guy for real? So yeah, this is how I started.
I could properly see you there going, is he just saying everything I'm saying?
Exactly. But he was for real. And what's the crazy thing? His surname is Wright. So I found my Mr. Wright.
And he was working in e-commerce?
Well, soon after that, he was starting to set up an e-commerce agency. And I was like, well, why don't I join you? And being an engineer myself and knowing how easy it was for me to have a good job in the UK, I was like, well, let's find some Serbian team members. And long time now, 17 years ago, we are still established and enjoying and clients with us.
And happily married as well.
Yes.
It all went right.
It was all perfect. He said yesterday, Lino said yesterday, you didn't look for Mr. Perfect, just for Mr. Right. But
that's a good line. I think that's definitely in the top 10 strangest routes into e-commerce or most unique routes into e-commerce that we've ever had. Obviously, you've been building this agency for nearly two decades now. So what is it that makes your agency great? How do you go about creating those really strong relationships with your clients?
Well, over all this long time, 17 years, we've grown in different ways. And in particular, in the last 8 years, I was very much focusing on inner development and through that, through deeper relationships with people. So what I would say, in a very connecting, deep way, we work with clients on solving complex problems. This is what makes us unique and what make magic, as I like to say.
Is the way you do it now the same as the way you've done it the whole time? Or has there been kind of like a development journey within the business to get to the point where you're now providing what makes a great agency relationship? Is it always been the same or have you evolved? I guess is what I'm trying to ask.
Well, the reason I gone through this personal development was actually all the difficulties and struggles I had in business. I was actually years ago causing client conflicts because all the complexities I didn't have capacities and understanding to deal with. So that got me on the personal journey to understand what's going on. And this is the source, the struggle is a source now of all the greatness where we are.
So you went on the journey yourself and then that kind of helped you realize how you needed to change the agency. And now, several years on, you're in this brilliant space.
Well, that's a beautiful question because the journey was very personal and it overspilled like my personal transformation then created the business transformation. It was a parallel process. Like as I was changing and bringing those changes in the business, then it impacted team, it impacted relationships with clients, and basically lots of things changed over the last 8 years.
Excellent. And you wanted to bring Janice on the podcast with us. Obviously, we know Janice is a great person in the world of e-commerce in the UK. But what was your reason for wanting to bring Janice on to the show?
Loving being with Janice. And it's not that we worked together for 5 years and Look Fabulous is with us for the last 10 years. But Janice is so inspirational. I mean, she inspired me and motivated me to show up more this year. I was a speaker on Meet Magento. I would say thanks to Janice. Nudging me. And of course, the talk was very interesting. It was about co-creation experimentation. So as well, this podcast Janice told me about. So I would not be here without Janice.
I think there's lots of us who can pretty much say that to some level or another. Cool. And Janice, obviously, you're one of Sanya's clients at Look Fabulous Forever. You're using 2x1Click to run your website and your beneficiaries, I suppose, of Sanya and her team's more enlightened approach to running an agency. How is it for you working in this way with a web agency?
Yeah, so when I joined Look Fabulous Forever 5 years ago, this was the first time I'd ever had a complete outsource of the whole kind of website development, front end, back end, all of those things that I had previously worked in environments where we had predominantly had an in-house team, and then we might bring in extra resource as and when it was needed. So I was, I guess, a little bit skeptical about, can an agency do as good a job as an in-house team can do? And I think working with Sanya very quickly, I came to understand that because Sanya is really focused on being a true partner in the business, she and her team have a deep understanding of not just the technical aspects of our site, but our business and what we're trying to achieve and all of those things. So I think it's the best of both worlds. I have an incredibly skilled expert team working on my business, but I don't have a full-time resource that our business doesn't need. I don't have to manage developers, you know, kind of all of those things. So yeah, I think working with 2x1Click is the perfect solution for us.
A lot of the keywords you both use so far are things that a lot of people talk about. We're going to remove silos. It's like having them within our existing team. Well, there's a values match. We found the right people for the relationship, but it's so much harder to actually deliver on that. You know, it's like back when I had an agency, I became very aware of the fact that a lot of the agency relationships, marketing agency, website agencies, when they break down, it's as likely to be the client's fault as it is to be the agency's fault. And often because the client picks the wrong agency in the first place. I am getting my way to a question, honest. So within all of that, what I suppose are your key benefits to doing this? Let's talk about what it looks like, because I think that's probably the best way to help people find it, is to understand what it actually looks like in practice when things are working well. So Sanya, you mentioned about co-creation and collaboration. So often agency relationships are kind of, it feels like war. Clearly that's not what we've got going on here. What does co-creation and collaboration really look like when it's not a buzzword, when it's something you're doing in practice?
I love the question. And actually, any difficulty that exists is actually opportunity for co-creation. I am overlooking all our operations and what's happening in all the projects. And as well, on the monthly strategy calls with clients, we share quite a lot about the future plans and what's going on. And I often bring either things I noticed in our work or in our relationship, and clients as well bring some things they would like to talk about. So basically, often there is some complexity or unknown way forward. And then as well, if it is a relational difficulty that sometimes happens because of misunderstanding, we just go there, we explore, we share. And in that process, lots of new knowledge comes and new ideas for the way forward.
So you expand the conversations beyond just, we want the checkout to work this way, into, I think you got a bit annoyed with us on that. Why did you get annoyed? You literally go there.
Yes, exactly. To give another example, once in client business, the management change and different people taken on communication with us, and everything changed overnight, basically. And it took us time to catch up. And I noticed in that process, something was going off in relationship and email communication. So what I've done, I invited everyone to the call, the client, our team, myself, and I was holding conversation where I would go directly into, oh, I'm noticing something is not okay. Are you a little angry with us? And then that opened a beautiful connecting share. We just found a better way forward.
Again, it's one of those things where you're like, well, obviously that would work, but the bravery to do it, especially in a scenario where, you know, when things change at a client, it's a nerve-wracking time as an agency owner. You know, are we going to keep the business? Are we not? So I commend the bravery for going there, and clearly it's paying off. But it's interesting, isn't it? There's a real mix of the practicality of committing to regular calls and regular conversation, but also the mindset to be thinking collaboratively and to not, you know, because lots of people, they're getting angry with us. We've got to get angry with them. So I think a lot of agencies put into place the nuts and bolts of it, or clients put into place the nuts and bolts of it, but that mindset bit's more difficult. How have you managed to shift that mindset, Sanya?
Well, honestly, Chloe, 10 years ago, we were in that place when if something was off, we would hiding behind it or not, just like trying to get through different way. But thanks to the work I've done, and especially last 3-4 years, quite a lot of relational work that opened my heart, and I'm now able to connect with clients differently. And sometimes, I mean, Janice can say that. If Janice sometimes shared the difficulty their team had, I would cry on the call because I would feel the pain. As you know, we want to do an amazing job. And if something is not okay, we are the first one to know so we can change something. So it took me a long time, and it is possible.
And Janice, you're on the receiving end of this. What's it like from a client's perspective to work in this way rather than other agency ways?
It is definitely the most psychologically safe agency relationship I've ever worked in, that not only do I know that if there is an issue, Sanya will want to hear about it, but it makes me mindful of things where I've got frustrated and why have I got frustrated. And I know that Sanya will want to have that conversation with me about how did I feel? Why did this happen? What can we do to improve? That this isn't just, you know, oh, let's talk. I genuinely feel that Sanya wants to hear my side of the story, what's going on, and not just what's happening from a technical perspective. Are we pleased with the work? But are we pleased with the process of how the work went and what can we do to improve it in the future? And I think one of the things that I particularly value is Sanya knows me really well and she knows her team really well. And often her perspective will be really useful because she'll be like, yeah, you're looking at it like this. And then Ivan is looking the same problem like this. And this is why you're not communicating.
And it's so easy. I remember back when I was agency, we used to do project manage a few site builds with someone building the site and the client. And I swear half my day was translation from, you know, like that's what they're saying and that's what you're hearing, but that's not, that doesn't match up. And Sanya, it strikes me that as you're building this relationship with the clients, there's an awful lot of trust being built up. So it must make it a lot easier to push the boundaries of what would normally happen in a web agency client scenario, by which I'm assuming you can bring more outlandish ideas to the table, help the client push themselves further than you would normally be able to. I guess I'm talking about experimentation. Do you find this enables greater leaps forwards, more experimentation, more openness to trying new things?
Yes, I would say I don't feel a boundary. You mentioned boundary, but for me, it's a very open, flowing, generative conversation where both the client or us bring different ideas. And from that, we decide what to do together. So as you now mentioned this, we had this call, Janice, about moving Lookfabulous to our Speedy platform because the speed was of critical matter. And, you know, this was quite a big job and it was just one more conversation. This is what we've done. Please take a look at this project. These are the results and we'll as well in the process improve and renew the project and upgrade and we'll do all these things at the same time. And in just one call, I think, Janice, you almost said yes to hundreds of hours of work. It was just like conversation. It was like, wow.
But because you know the client well enough to be able to bring the right things to the table, because you know their business that bit better than if you're just going, well, we've got this project to do and this project to do and this project to do.
Yeah, I think the key is trust that you mentioned, because we have a different clients, a different stage of growth, and we share these ideas where we feel it's useful. So different clients will be suggested different things. And as Janice said, we know the businesses and we know other businesses and we have industry insights and we can really holistically look after clients. Plus, another thing, Chloe, you mentioned, our developers, we don't have managers. We have self-organizing teams and our clients work with developers directly, which means they know people who are doing the work and they know me. And I'm often holding relationship in the space and helping the technical decisions. So we are all co-creating together. There is no silo.
So there's not a project manager as such.
No, not as such. We have people who are, of course, looking after incoming work, but team is agreeing together and working together. Often with clients, we would say, oh, can you please come on a call? This is too complex. Can we just explore? So there is this exploration, experimentation. Sometimes you're not quite sure on the way forward. So we would install something, take a little step, see what we get and move from there. So it's a quite a careful and
quite a fluid, it must be such a fluid experience, which makes me think, right? We talked about the need to remove silos between partners, between the agency and between the client. But it also strikes me that this isn't possible if you kind of breach the wall of the agency and then there's a load of silos, or you breach the wall of the client and then there's a load of silos, which I suppose fits into the values and the mindset piece. You know, if as a client you're going, well, everything has to come through me and you can't talk to anybody else, or as an agency you're going, you can only have a relationship with a project manager, nobody else is allowed in the Zoom call or whatever it might be, at that point this just isn't going to work, is it? You have to have that that open relationship mindset?
Yes, because it's quite a lot of wisdom in the space. And only when we bring together different people, often on these calls are as well third-party providers. And in the conversation is actually where there is a juice and where new knowledge happens, and then we decide on the way forward. I think in the past, from knowing how we used to work, we would miss client requirements because we would receive something and we would do the job and client is like, this is not what I meant. So over years, we need to put in different ways of reflecting, checking, asking, going on a call. And I think key of this as well, simplification. We want to do the simplest, quickest, most efficient job. The client will be happy. And I think this is quite our guys, like they're proud of the excellent work they do. They want to do a good job. We care a lot as an agency.
Whenever I think of this kind of way of doing business, and I'm a believer very much so, but you kind of think, oh, that's going to take more time. It's going to be more complicated for us as a business to manage a relationship like that. Is that how you find it, Janice? Or does this overall make your web relationship easier?
It definitely makes my life easier. As Sandra has touched on, if I brief something in and I've said, I want to do it like this, then I know that the developers will push back if they say, actually, we know you've asked for this, but if you did it this way, it would cost you half the money. And there are not many agencies that would take that approach. But they'd be like, look, that's what she's asked for. You know, it's more billable hours. So we're just going to do it that way. So while it does take an hour out of my month having a deep, because it is normally quite a deep conversation with Sanya about strategy, it's the highlight of my month. I so look forward to speaking with her because she's a real partner in our business and I would consider her a friend.
Oh, thank you, Janice.
I love that because I suspect most people listening are going, your meeting with your web agency is the highlight of your month. You know, just going, I need some of that. And I find it's so interesting because often when we're doing these our podcast episodes, we dive into a specific topic. It's kind of like we end with a bit of a, so how can you fix it? How can you do this in your business? How can you embrace this? But of course, it takes two to party, doesn't it? So it's not like as a brand, you can change an agency or as an agency, you can change the client. So if someone has realized they're in the wrong space, is there any hope in helping their agency see the light, Sanya, or do they need to think about moving on?
Well, it depends. And what I find as well in my life is like, if we work with someone and things are not moving forward, there is a difficulty, there is discomfort. And, you know, often we have some gut feeling that something is not right. I would invite the audience to follow that gut feeling. Like if something is not right, we need to bring it with the other party and see, can we move on from there? And if there are repeating attempts to change something and improve something and nothing is happening, then I think the rest is waste of time and waste of energy. So it's time to move.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Running ads across a broad channel mix but unsure where to invest your next pound? Alvi helps e-commerce experts like you with full funnel attribution, budget allocation and automated bidding towards real business outcomes so you can stop guessing and start scaling. Take children's clothing retailer POP, for example, who saw a 27% increase in average order value after implementing Alvi's bidding signals. Do you want similar results? Then go to ecmp.info/Alvi and book your demo. Make sure you add the note e-commerce master plan when you book to get your 3-month free trial. That's ecmp.info/Alvi to book your demo. ecmp.info/Alvie.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Ladies, are you ready for the top tips?
Yes.
Nervous yeses all around there. Okay, cool. Sandy, we're going to start with you because I know you've got a great book top tip for us. So the book top tip, if everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
It is Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it's as well, it goes well with this topic because it's how you can do little experiments to introduce a change. And it's applicable in business and in life in general.
So a good way to get started with this mindset shift if someone wants to do that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Atomic Habits, everybody, then. A classic. Can we call it a classic yet?
Yeah.
I think we can, can't we? I think it's been out for a few years. Janice, you get the traffic top tip. So which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Well, recently we've been experimenting a lot with advertorial, which is working really well for us, particularly digital advertorial. And I think with the way that SEO and AI is changing, you've got these really credible sources talking about your brand, which is really helping teach LLMs about your brand, helps from an SEO perspective. So as well as the advertorial itself, I think in the environment we're trading in, it's got big long-term benefits as well.
And by digital advertorial, are we talking about people writing blogs about you? Is it that simplistic or is it something else?
It's normally publishers. So it might be the Mail Online or, you know, the Guardian website, or so all the things that you would target from a digital PR perspective, a lot of those publishers are willing to partner on advertorial where you're specifying what it is that you want to say, what pages you want to link to, all of those things. So it's the best of both worlds. You get your advertising stuff, but you've also got that kind of credibility of advertorial and link building and domain authority and all of those things.
Very nice. Excellent. Okay, Sanya, tool top tip is yours. Maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day? And I am fascinated to find out what your answer to this one will be.
Well, of course, it's related to co-creative conversations. And in particular, I like to follow a Theory U framework, which is a place going through a complex challenges when we bring different voices and different wisdom in the room and we co-create, co-sense, co-feel and make a step forward together.
So Theory U, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a change framework.
A change management framework. Wow, that brings in a lot of emotional elements.
Yes, because that's actually the key, because at the bottom of the Theory U is actually where the breakthrough happens. When we touch this hard place, so we don't know what to do, this is the place of magic when the shift happens. Yeah, I can speak about this for ages.
Maybe another podcast. Very cool. That's one for us, certainly one for me to go and Google, because not one I've come across before. So Theory U, everybody. And Sanya, finally, carbon top tip. What's your favorite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store?
Well, we are crazy fanatics about improvements, removing bottlenecks, improving speed. So we will do anything to highlight problems, solve them before they happen, and improve speed of the website. And I think, Janice, with improving the speed of Look Fabulous, I think we achieved some amazing results.
Yeah, I believe we went from something like 10 seconds average page load time to about 2 seconds. So it was a massive move. So yes, from a carbon perspective, that makes a massive difference.
Yeah, what an 80% reduction in energy, because literally speed is money and energy when it comes to carbon. And Sanya, you mentioned about moving bottlenecks and blockages. Is that purely from a code perspective or is that from a team and a structure and a decision-making as well as simply speeding up the site? She says simply speeding up the site like that was ever simple.
Well, there is, of course, technical side, removing bottlenecks in that way. But I would say like difficult relationships are as well a bottleneck. And I think it's a bigger bottleneck, difficult relationship than technical problem. So I think it goes everywhere. As I said before, it's holistically removing any possible bottleneck.
The elimination of waste, the alternative name for the world of sustainability. I love it. Thank you. Before we say goodbye, I know the listeners would love to know how they can get in contact with both of you and find out more about your business. So I'll come to you first, Janice. Where can they get in contact with you if they want to?
You can find me on LinkedIn and we are lookfabulousthrower.com, a lovely website built by 2x1Click.
Perfect. Sanya, let us know a little bit more about what you guys do day to day at 2x1Click and then how people can get in contact with you if they want to continue this discussion.
Yes, we are solely focused and specializing in Magento and Adobe e-commerce. And since recently, I am very much in a leadership role and as well Meet Magento speaker. So I would invite audience to check me on the LinkedIn profile. I have some very interesting posts down the line of what we spoke here, and as well my YouTube video from Meet Magento, which was exactly on this topic, co-creation, experimentation, and co-creating future together.
Very cool. And we'll make sure links to all of that are in the show notes for all of you. For those of you watching on the web version, we'll just put up how you can chat with Sanya further on the video as well. And I would highly recommend going and checking out the Meet Magento UK videos, because it's very cool that they just chuck it all up on YouTube. More conferences should do that for those who can't make it in person. So thank you so much, Sanya and Janice, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure chatting with you both. And I hope you've inspired more brands to build better agency relationships as we go into peak and big changes, quite possibly in 2026. So thank you so much for being here to chat about it. I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you for having us, Chloe. Thank you, Janice, for joining me today.
What a great topic to get into and to get to see both sides of it. How that process that Sanya and her team have been through to create a business that's able to have those open, honest, co-supportive conversations with their clients, and to also get the insights from Janice on how it's happened for their business and how, I mean, you know, she said she came from a previous businesses where she'd always had some element of the web team in-house. So a big shift to suddenly having it all outsourced. But to be able to say that the highlight of her month is her catch-up with her web dev team, madness. I'm sure for many of you are going, I don't believe it. But it is the case for the two of them and for how they've built that relationship together, driven by what the agency wants and the way the agency wants to work with their clients to create those long-term, impactful relationships. Of course, as we said during the call, if you're not of the same mindset, of the same values, it's going to be very, very hard to build that. And it's not something you can really fix as a client unless your agency is already pushing for it and you've been resisting. So I hope this doesn't cause too many of you pain in moving to another agency, but I really hope it has both inspired some of you to realize that the grass is greener elsewhere and that there is opportunity with this. If you're going down that route, make sure you do the due diligence on finding the right type of agency that fits for you. And if there's any agencies listening who are going, oh, wow, we want to go down that route, I suspect Sanya would be happy to chat to you guys about it too. Now, you can get your hands on our notes from the episode, including those top tips, the links to the YouTube video and other bits and pieces, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com. You could also use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page of the website. When you get to the site, you could also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you for tuning into this and every episode that you do of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every single week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners just like you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a great week and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.
Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know the great news that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know it's not the news you wanted to hear this close to peak. Yay, let's move our email system. So to help you with all of that, over on the e-commerce tech website, we are putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and to turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that can even, or certainly has the potential to even increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, go to ecmp.info/yotpo. That's Yotpo and ECMP. And there you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation. And you'll also get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. So ecmp.info/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded our ebook? To celebrate reaching episode 500, we've created an epic e-commerce success-focused ebook for you, packed with 500, yes, 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable, featuring the advice of many, many past guests alongside industry experts and many of you as well, our listeners. I've checked every single tip and organize the whole thing into sections for you, making it super easy to dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need it. This ebook needs to be sat on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at ecmp.info/ebook. Get 2024's most valuable e-commerce ebook now, ecmp.info/ebook.